Losing someone that you love is extremely painful. I heard about this young mother who had recently joined the Catholic Church, and she just got married, and she had been wanting to start a young family. So after 1 year, she conceived. And during her 5-month pregnancy, she had a miscarriage, and she totally lost her child. She was absolutely numb, just didn't know how to feel, and couldn't understand how God would allow something this tragic to happen to her. In October 22nd of 2007, my family and myself thought that my father was getting out of the hospital because he got better from his cancer. The following morning at 4 a.m., my mom got a call that my dad had passed away. It was a big blow for us, especially for my mother. It was just extremely painful. All of us at some point in our life will go through a death. And it doesn't always have to be a physical death. It could be a breakdown in your family, an emotional or mental breakdown, a financial crisis. Maybe there's a tension in your marriage. Maybe you have tension with your parents, or maybe a friend walked out and is saying lies about you. But the point is, when we go through any kind of death, for those of you that have gone through that, you know how painful it is, and you know the anguish and the suffering that come with it. And I think when these things happen, it's very easy to go through life intimidated, afraid, cowering down, feeling totally defeated and totally abandoned. I meet all kinds of people in all walks of life that go through different kinds of darkness, obstacles, and death in their lives. And I've come to understand that none of us can ever escape those dark places. None of us can ever escape death. But the key thing that I learned is the way we see our obstacles will determine the quality of our life. What God wants everyone to understand here is, for all of you, when you got baptized and when you surrendered your life to Christ, God placed such a great power in you that is greater than any power that will ever go against you. In scriptures, it says in Paul's letter to the Romans that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is living on the inside of you. It says here, if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit that is dwelling in you. I think no one here will argue that Jesus has incredible power. But see, Jesus, God, takes that and he takes it to another level. He says, I will give you that same power and put it inside of you. It's a power so great that death could not keep Jesus in the grave. It's a power so great that no forces of darkness could ever go against it and stop it. But here's the key. In order for all of you to activate your resurrection power, you have got to believe in it. Notice in the gospel reading, when Martha told Jesus that her brother was ill, Jesus didn't run there and say, oh, I gotta be there, I gotta heal him. Jesus purposely waited 2 days to prove a point. Instead of going back right away, he waited until Lazarus had died to show the greatness of God's power. And as soon as Jesus got there, Mary said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus, with confidence, said, illness will not lead to death at the first conversation. And at this conversation, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will never die. And that's the message that he tells each and every one of us. See, this resurrection power, it's this mystical presence that comes to us when we are at our lowest moments, when we are ready to throw in the towel, when we feel so defeated in our life, and we think that nothing is going right, there is that little voice that gently speaks to our ears and says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will never die. I think the resurrection is more than simply something that we look forward to in the life to come. And that's a beautiful thing. The resurrection is more than an issue that is worthy of theological debate. This resurrection power that God has given to those of you that have gotten baptized and surrendered yourself to Jesus, it is a way of living. It is a belief. It is a declaration that says there's something more to life than what I'm going through right now. For those of you that feel discouraged because of your situation, I want to give you some hope. Now is a time to be encouraged. Don't be crippled by your circumstances. Don't cower down and hide from your challenges. Instead of doing that, pray more to God. See the benefit of fasting. Do the stations of the cross. Unite your will to God's will, because by doing this, it will only increase the power of the resurrection that God has placed inside your heart, and it will only deepen your relationship with Him. Did you know that the saints that have gone before us have endured all kinds of suffering and trials and tribulation, but they never approached life in fear and trembling because they had this resurrection mentality. They knew that no matter what obstacle came against them, no matter what enemy tried to do to defeat them, they knew that God always had their back. I think for all of you, if you understood the resurrection power that God has placed in you, then you will not go through life intimidated and afraid. In the first reading, Scripture says in the prophet Ezekiel, I will take your spirits from the grave and raise it up and put my spirit in you so that you may know that my glory is powerful. See, once you know that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is living on the inside of you, then you will have a totally different approach to life. Maybe some of you have lost your hope because of your situation, whatever that may be. Maybe your faith is in question, and maybe you're asking a sign from God. If you are hearing this message, God is telling you right now, this is your sign. Don't go through life afraid and intimidated. I am holding you in the palm of my hands in the resurrection that I gave to Lazarus, the resurrection that raised Jesus from the dead. I am giving to you as well. So whatever your obstacle is, whether it's a dysfunction, an addiction, a breakdown in your marriage, a financial crisis, a child who's gone out of control, maybe you're being bullied at school, having a resurrection mentality is saying this, you're not going to defeat me. It's saying to your challenges and obstacles, this is not the end of me. I'm going to be more prayerful. I'm going to align my will to God's will, and I'm going to surrender to God, knowing that God has me in the palm of His hands, understanding and believing that God is directing every step that I take. See, once you have that kind of attitude, then God will use that and make sure that the enemy will pay for bringing the trouble in your life in the first place. What am I talking about? You see, the enemy thought that they defeated Jesus. They wanted to defeat Jesus by crucifying Him and by Him being crucified and dying on the cross. And you can imagine the round of applause of all the enemies and the evil ones thinking that they have defeated God. And how did God make the enemy pay? By taking Jesus and raising Him from the dead. So here's the point. If death could not keep Jesus in the grave, then your past divorce will not defeat you. Your financial crisis is not the end of you. The breakdown in your family is not going to stop you from fulfilling the mission that God has entrusted to you. But you've got to do your part. You have got to believe deep within yourself, and you've got to set your foot down and say, you know what? God has breathed this spirit in me that he gave to Jesus Christ himself. Lent is winding down, and next Sunday is Palm Sunday. And I think if there is one thing that can keep us buried in the tomb, it is this thing called sin. It could be the sin of pride, the sin of lust, the sin of selfishness, whatever it is what will keep us tucked away in the tomb, away from the resurrection power that God has given to us. For the last 5 weeks, I have told you that temptation is much an occasion to do what is right as it is to do what is evil. Temptation simply provides the choice. And we have learned this past couple weeks that sin and darkness were allowed to enter into this world for one reason, to make sure that that light that Jesus speaks of in today's gospel, that resurrection power, is squeezed out of us, so that people will come to recognize that his power is more powerful than any obstacle that will ever come up against us. So if you haven't gone to confession in a long time, I invite you. This is a great opportunity. This week, we have a penance service. Monday, there's a penance service at American Martyrs. This coming Tuesday, we have a penance service at St. James. Wednesday, there is one at Our Lady of Guadalupe, and Thursday, there is one at St. Lawrence Martyr. Whatever it is that you're going through, make sure that you take advantage of the sacrament of confession. God's message for all of you today is this. He wants you to put your shoulders back and to have the confidence in him, as Jesus did, that we have the God of the resurrection, the God of the living, and not of the dead. And if you promise that you'll tap into that power the same way St. Paul did, the same way Martha did, the same way all the other saints did, then God can still take your obstacle and lift you away from that. My prayer for you is, may you have the courage to listen to God and to keep or expose those sins that you have tucked away in the tomb. And may you turn to Jesus Christ and realize that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is really living on the inside of you. And once you come to believe that you have this power, then you will experience and live that joy-filled, holy life that God has always meant for you. And you will continue to live a holy, healthy, vibrant life that God has always intended for you from the beginning of time. Amen.